Chavura on the first parak. Baruch Hashem. It's a very important doubt. Very important doubt. Chapal from the base to Chavez of an Aleph. Few Yonim that come up that are interconnected. Really, first few simonim in Hilchos Shabbos, Reishon Gimel, Reishon Dal, Reishon Hey, all different, not necessarily connected, but it's all, it's like as if like the Rav Yosef Kair was learning Avodah Zarah, like he put them all connected, you know, really at the beginning, about partnerships and kablonis and all this. So where does it all start? So the Gemara says, so you can't be soicher the merchatz to a guy because it's nikral shmo, and in meila what's the problem? So what's the nikral shmo? So what it means is that it's it looks like he's your shliach and he is your shliach and therefore it's amir lakum. Avol kusi ma'ishar kusi emar avid be malach b'chol shemoyit. Why should be mutter by a kusi always? The kusi you should have a problem because he's going to work on chol shemoyit. Zakta Gemara, a geshmak a line. Chol Shemoyit, not a nami avdiva. Everyone works on Chol Shemoyit. Like this is that's not what it means, you know. But that's what people attach it to me. Avos sadeh alavikar chavin mai shari. But if it's a sadeh, he's allowed. My taima arisa arisa sika avdiv. So, but by a sadeh, where it's what it's not a merchatz. So then what? It's shayach to have a deal, a partnership, that it's a resus, that he's a sharecropper, that he has his own skin in the game. He gets part of the produce, so then it's mutter. Then it loses the dimension of nikral shmo.
It's not shlichus.
Right, exactly. It's not shlichus anymore. In fact, the Gemara merchatz nami arisa resusik of it. No, it's not true. Arisa the merchatz leav dienshu. Arisas, you don't set up that type of deal when it comes to merchatzo, so therefore you don't have that happen. So this thesis, Dira Maskal Arisa, is very, very important. So comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says the Gemara discussed two options. The Gemara discussed Arisa, which is a sharecropper, means you get, I don't know, chais. 10% of the produce that you make, right? That's the deal. And the Gemara discussed straight up Nikral Shmo. He's my stereoim. He's my shliach. Mirlach straight up a mirlach.
Merchatz is a bathhouse.
Bathhouse, yeah.
What's he doing for you? Like he's using your bathhouse. How is it any shaychus to you? How do you get any hanah from that aside from the rent?
It's Dr. Weidenfeld's business.
He's
Nikral Shmo.
He's just using your he's using your stuff. So.
He's running a business. Everything he's doing is usher. You're leaving your business open on Yantif, on Shabbos. Everything's
you're not usher. Renting it to him. He's not doing it.
No, it's Nikral Shmo. That's the problem.
Nikral Yer Shmo.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So Frekter Rabbein Tam. So what happens if you don't have Arisus and you don't have Schirus, but you have Kablonus? So we all know, everybody say, right, the mechanic had there. That if it's if the guy is doing it at Daita Benafshe, he decides to do it on Shabbos, so that's going to be mutter. So Rebbe Tam said, yeah, that's mutter. Kablonis is a straight up heter gum. Rebbe Tam was the biggest mako on this shiloh of Kablonis, and he says it's doch better than Arisus. It's for the most part it's mine. He just has skin in the game. He gets some benefit. Kablonis is like mamish. You know, it's not connected. You know, it's totally his own geshef. So he thought that would should be mutter. That's the pasuk of Rabbeinu Tam, the first line. Alach Rashbag, the Amar Arisa Arisosikaviv. Allowed construction on Shabbos through Kabbalah, a contractor. You do it on your schedule. You finish a product for me, and then deliver it to me and finish the house, and it's going to be moved. So
wherever it's done.
Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam was not mechal. Hi, the Gemara in Moed Katan says what Joe's pointing out. You skipped a little bit down to Misha Hafach Moed Katan Yedbeis that makes a tchilik between Toichat Chum and Chutzat Chum. So, Rabbeinu Tam, that's talking about a chumra for Avelus. Then we're more machmir, but for Shabbos we're not machmir. Or all Kablonis is heavy. Rabbeinu Tam might have been chayzer for when it came to his own house. At the end of Taisvus, it sounds like he didn't rely on his own psak. But the Rabbeinu Yitzchok before, for sure disagrees. If you look midway down in the Taisvus, at the end of the line is Rabbeinu Yitzchok Pirish to Kablonis, right after Ad Kan Shitz Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Yitzchok Pirish to Kablonis, the Bais Aser. All the rabbis of Rabbeinu Tam said that it was mutter, and he was beichet. And the reason, the rationale for the Rabbi Yitzchak is Aval bebinyan. First word of the right is aval. Aval bebinyan bayis regilus lischor midi yoyim yoy. V'haroya eno omer kablonuse ovid elaschirayom nenu. Basically, it's also mitam marazayim. It's also mitam marazayim because the person who's going to be the onlooker is what? He's going to think that it's a schir yom. If it's a schir yom, it lives what? Shlichus. Samir la'akum. And then it loses the heter of kablonis, and this guy didn't know that you set up kablonis. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak asks.
So that's not a be'etzem chiluk.
So let's say better.
Dependent
on the culture.
Right.
Dependent on the facts of the matter. Zuck Josh, which many poskim hold, that l'chayra, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we still would have a heter. Because the whole lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak is, of a bebinyan bayis regilus lischor midei yom yom. So what happens if you come into a generation that when you build a house, everybody uses a contractor? Everybody's a kablon. Everybody, what's a kablon? Finish the job and I'll pay you when you finish the job. No, I'm not paying you by the hour. I'm not paying you by the day. There's no mir lakum anymore. So, the Bir Halacha says, according to the Rabbeinu Yitzchak from Taisus and from the Rush, in Avodah Zarah, it would be mashma, that it would be mutter. If Kulei Alma do that, and there were Achorim, there was a Kideger that was mashma like that, and a Yehuda that was mashma like that. However, the Bialacha is not willing to be Mekel, and that's our practice, because there are some Rishonim, namely the Ran, that held that it's not because of the Regilus of that area, but rather just people are not going to know that there's a difference. They're going to extrapolate from there. That's Skirus is Motif. And if it looks like schiras, no matter what the practice or the norm of that society is, if people will not differentiate between kablonis and schiras, it's irrespective of what the normal practice is. Lashon of the Bir Halacha is he's willing to be mekel by a sada and not be mekel by a bias, but that's the practice that it's aser. It does come up b'di'evid. You know, there is a shaila if a house is built on Shabbos. I can name you a few of them that I've seen. You know, that you have shilas with it, and is the house usher to be nana from? Or you have to wait for Chedesh Yasu. I don't know, 3 years? What's the Chedesh Yasu of this house? You know, so this it's important that this...
Chedesh Yasu would just be a 1/7 of 3 years, right?
Right. That's what they tie in. Right, that's what they tainted by the. They made that ha'ara by the train in Eretz Yisrael. that people didn't want to get any hanaf from that
23
that
years
worked on it. So they divided it by seven with Yom Tovim. It's the Cheshvan, I don't know.
It's only one day, not two.
Yeah, exactly. It's true, they are. So,
if they only worked out, if they only actually worked like every other, like,
right,
every,
they
like,
a
every, like five sessions.
They probably had a lot of coffee breaks,
right.
Yeah.
Is that condition? Yeah, so you know,
exactly,
they need to have those.
Exactly.
Where the
they're probably not working during the week.
Maybe the Arabs got 2 days.
Exactly, right. So, it's totally on the unemployment there, yeah. So that's the minig ha'olam, and that's the way we pass it, and all based on this Gemara of how you view kablonis within the equation that the Gemara never mentioned. So that's major shaila that comes out of this thesis and this Gemara, starting on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis.
But the Be'er Halacha is makel by Sados.
I think he says it's a pellet to be makel. There are many Rishonim that are machir. And he says, if there's any tzad to be mekel, maybe it would be more mekel by sada, and but not by bias.
Is there any equivalent to that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the minig is to be makar on this. Yeah. Any farhesia dika, I mean, this is why anything that they do with farhesia on your bias, that there could be a marasayin, that's aser, and anything that's chutzut chum or that's not known about. So then if it's kablonis, then we usually know to be makel.
Farhesia means okay. That even if their truck is outside your house.
Yeah.
And they're going to work
on your car.
Inside
yeah,
the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, 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 that's awesome.
And right. In terms of, according to the Rambam, why would an artist be mutter? Because, or wouldn't it be the same?
No, an artist, I don't think people compare to, when it's normal to have sharecroppers, so people are not going to make that judgment.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily extrapolate Sphere
Young, right.
Sphere
Young, right.
As opposed to Kablanus,
right.
Which I could
the assumption by the sharecropper is that it's a sharecropper. Mela, he's doing it on its own. Right.
Which way is the money going in the bathhouse? It's in Dr. Weidenfeld's example. He's paying the person to keep his bathhouse open, or the person's renting space from him?
No,
and paying.
He's paying the person.
He's paying
work.
The person.
Yeah.
And what if someone's renting space? I mean, what if the other way? The Gemara's not discussing that.
Not only renting space, even Arisas. Less than that.
In Arisas. In Arisas, he's not paying anything to the other guy.
He's
just
giving
splitting
some of
the
profits, right.
And that's mutter.
And that's mutter. Even if it's just a miut of what it is.
So you're saying someone's renting space would be...
Renting space would be mutter.
Would be mutter.
Yeah.
Even if he's using your name.
If he's using your name, so what? He's running his business and...
Yeah, you have an associate dentist, you know.
No, that's different because your company is working. So then that if the assumption is he's working for you, then that's
correct.
That's
but if you're just a landlord,
that's fine. He's running
a
business. I'm not doing his business. Yeah.
Okay.
You see the difference? You're really talking about another simon in this simon, which is the end of Chavez Menal. When I had shutvis with a guy. Meaning you have to bump it up to a shutfus. If he's my worker, that's my problem to be open on Shabbos. You got what I'm saying? There's a difference between me having a company, opening it up on Shabbos, and now my workers are working, because that's Nikra al Shmi. That's my company.
Right.
Masha Inkain, it's our company, so now I have to figure out a way. Oh, so is there a way for him to work and not me to work on Shabbos, even though it's our company? That's a little bit complex, which the Gemara is going to deal with on Chav Beis Menal. But that's a different arrangement than the... It's really incredible. These are like mamish... This is more like mamish old arrangements that we have, halach l'maisa, in terms of business. It's like this is... they called me, they want... Yerucha wants me to... they called me from Lakewood. They've been pushing me over a lot to start doing Chesh and Mishpat Chaburas here. You know this? He sent me all the pamphlets and everything. I'm like... They're like, what do we have to do to make you do this? And it's like, maybe add an eighth day to the week. Like, it's like I know it's man. Like, I don't know, like, we're just, Baruch Hashem, we're late. We have a lot of learning going on, you know. So I'm like, think about it. Like, this would be a perfect sugya for this. Like, mamish, all the business, Shabbos, like, all of this, like, straight out of the Gemara. It's incredible. I feel like I'm not learning Gemara. I feel like I'm reading one of these pamphlets. Like, you know, Babes, Arisas, you know. Yeah.
What's the modern day equivalent of an Arisa? Do we, like, is there any business structure that's like that?
I'm sure. Just can't think of one.
I mean, a dentistry, you get a percentage of production. Is that a percentage of what you do? Is that not effectively the same thing?
But you're also paying.
It's not the same.
Paid as a work.
It's commission, right? Isn't it like essentially you're making commission off of your work?
You're not fully making commission because commission usually you keep, no? Or are you making a percentage of commission?
Right.
Yeah.
Or like a real estate
agent.
Well,
I don't know. What does
real
that real
estate agent, they work for a company. So then the company still gets.
But it's Nick Raisal. Usually that's Nick Raisal Shmo.
The real estate.
Yeah.
What about Waze? Well, not Waze, Uber. Drivers, they get paid all the other ones.
It's Nick Raisal Shmo, you're saying it's a Jewish company, but he knows that it's commission based. And if everyone's commission based, so then maybe that would be a hatter.
Meaning I have a real estate company. The real estate agents that work for me are showing houses on Shabbos and selling houses on Shabbos. And they're earning commission from those sales, but I'm making a percentage of that.
Assuming that it's really like a sada that's all commission based, which I think it is, right?
What about Uber drivers? What about Uber drivers? They don't get paid other than when
a Jewish Uber company.
Yeah, the owner of Uber is Jewish. Let's say.
Probably.
Yeah, that's good. That's
right.
Good.
Uber drivers are aristos.
Right.
Yeah.
They're on their own.
They're getting paid whatever percent
of their give them a share. Yeah, I like that. Uber drivers, but I think also real estate should be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm understanding why is dentistry not the same thing? If dentists are by and large, except for certain situations, you're also paid by them.
You guys are complicated. You don't only make what you do.
No, sure, exactly. I only make if I work and do nothing, then I get nothing. And that's how most dentists are paid. Some dentists have a minimum, but most of the time it's not. And
the problem is that I think that's really the problem. I mean, they're trying to have a paid worker in dentistry, right?
In like clinics, by and large, private dentistry is not. Is
so I would assume the assumption is that Nick Raisal Shmo is that people are, or Choshish, that people are going to think that it's schiras and not a reason. Meaning, by that's like mamish. Everyone does varices. So therefore, it's going to be, I don't know if we have that's like always
Uber
like that.
Sounds different. It just feels different, but I can't, get my finger
on it. But by dentistry, it's complicated because there are different arrangements that can be made.
But
I think what Adol was saying, right. Uber is like, that's by definition the way Uber works.
Right.
So, Mustama, that's going to be
this guy's just doing what he wants. He's a driver.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good, right? If Uber was a Jewish company, so then that would be the shot. Yeah, very good. Okay. So Mark goes on to say, in this, one of the most important sugyas, I think, in the first paragraph of the Zohar comes out. Gemara says, Tanya at the bottom of Chafal from this. Shimon Allah Zohar Emir, lo yask your adam sodeh lukusim, and they should nick or sashmo. Whatever the heter is by a guy, so you should say by a Jew. No, he doesn't hold of this heter of Arisuse. Totally different reason. Why is an Ovik Kochav Motor? This is a great Gemara. My brother, whenever he tells me, whenever he has a patient, so like first time he meets a patient, he's like, oh, Jewish or not, or you can tell whether or not he's going to get every kvetch and complaint. That's mamish the fears in this tomorrow also. I love you because of my time and what they're doing and leave its eyes. Anything you tell a guy, right? It mamish is true what this tomorrow says. You have a goyish partner, you have a goyish worker, co-worker. I'm sure you could all say this. It's just much simpler. I don't get into the technicalities, like the differences. This is what the rabbi says. They'll just accept it, whatever it is. I don't want to, have a Jew there. Oh my gosh, everything's so complicated. Nah, you don't have to pass them like that. You don't have to do this. So everyone has their own sheet. The kusi, not me. I'm reading Levitzayas. No, kusi, Levitzayas. The Amri Ana Gamirna Tveinach. I'm more learned than you. Mamish the Gemara New Orleans. Yehachi, my area of nation Nikris al Shmo. What do you mean? If he's going to do malacha, so then, and he's not going to listen to you, typically, Mishum Lefneiver Lysit and Mikshal. So Gemara says, what do you mean? It should be also because of Lefneiver. So Gemara says, you're right. Chad of Oib Kamar, Chad of Mishum Lefneiver, but Oib of nation Nikris al Shmo. First of all, it's bad because it's a mama name, but also it's Lefneiver. So the Ritva Asakash over here, I understand. You have two options because of Nikris al Shmo, which is Marasayim. And you have the issue of Lifnei Yivar or Sita Mechshel. Why shouldn't the Brisa say the reason is because of Lifnei Yivar or Sita Mechshel? It's a Pella. So the Ritva says, no, most of the Kusim are not going to do Malacha. Miet are going to do Malacha and they're going to be Lifnei Yivar. So the real reason is what is Medesh Nikris al Shmo. But because of Lifnei Yivar, so that's also going to be also. Oh, so what's the Lifnei Yivar? Zok the Taisis over here. You're also typically, what's Lifnei Yivar? Place it says because Hasiyas Malacha and Chalamoid is Aser, albeit that it's Aser in the Rabbanon. This is a very important place in Shitas, the Ramasal Tepuk. Shitas are in a time that Malacha and Chalamoid is only in the Rabbanon, and the Raya is from the fact that there's a Heter, Dabra Avi, by Malachas Uman, by Malachas. We did this one Shalot, one Shulot, yeah.
Ramban.
Right, exactly. Oh, very good. So the Ramban is Taka here. So the Rabbeinu Tam brings a Raya. How do we know that Malachas Chalamoid is only the Rabbanon? Because how could you have a Heter, right? It sounds like a Rabbanon Dika Isser. You could say the Malkum Tzairich, but Malkum this, but Malkum that we're going to be matter certain Malachas, some Mela, it's Mashma, that the whole Malacha was never Asur Midaraisa in the first place. So the Ramban attacks this Rabbeinu Tam. Ramban right here in Kedusha and Avodah Zarah. But this is a whopper of a Ramban. This is the Yisoid of Hilchos Cholamoid. Ramban says, how can you say that, listen to this, it's all connected, it's unbelievable. How could you say that Melechos Cholamoid is only the Rabbanon, and why would the Gemara say that there's Lifnei Yivar L'Sitim Mechshel? Zok the Ramban and the Zara here says that there's Lifnei Yivar, it's Mashmal that there's an Isser D'Oraisa. And therefore, Zok the Ramban, Melechos Cholamoid is L'Issa D'Oraisa. I frek the Ramban. So then what? I don't know if the Ramban says this or what, I'm quoting the Bir Halacha now. But there's a long Bir Halacha in the beginning of Melechos Cholamoid. So according to the Ramban, how do you understand Dabar Avid? How do you understand, you know, all that Terim? So the Ramban has a big Chiddush. The Ramban holds, no. Ramban holds just like he holds, similar to what he holds by Yomtiv. Torah asered certain types of malacha, malach zavoida. The Torah asered certain types of malacha. But the makum where there's a davar avid, that's not a malacha. They didn't aser lamites malachas. They asered malachas that didn't have these situations. But if it's a malacha, the Torah is davar avid, it's a male that was never asked to begin with. That's the way the Ramban holds. The Ramban's gonna have a hold. He might, on the one hand, he holds his daraisa, but he holds that daraisa was limited. There's something that fits that type of if the malach is head, it's the tzarech yontif. So then the Chazal never asked that. So that was never in the Torah's Isser. But the whole premise, that's the Ramban Shita, and that's the where Chodesh of the Ramban is. In the Bir Halacha, it sounds like it comes out that malach is called like most posim of the Rabban. But it's an important Shita to many places come out where Chodesh is that it's an Isser D'Oraisa, and definitely a reason to be concerned with Malach and Cholamoid and take very seriously. But what's important in Yonenu is what was the premise of the Ramban? It's not like a stamach like is, oh, what's the din, Shir Kali? What's the din of Malach Cholamoid? No, it's all good bite on this Shaila. Why did the Gemara say Lif Ne'iv Elisha Din Ech Shalom? Ramban said, I can't understand the Torah, the Gemara saying that there's a Lif Ne'iv Elisha Din Ech Shalom unless there was an Isser that you were violating on all of the Raisa, which is going to cause us to be the Asim Alechs Cholamoid Deraisa. What is the Ramban? What does the Rabbeinu Tam hold? Rabbeinu Tam holds a Geshmak Hashita. Rabbeinu Tam holds that no, even though you're technically violating an Issid Rabbanon, but you can violate with Ne'ivar Lissid Mechshol, even though that's an Issid Rabbanon. How does that work? Was it Issir Lifnei Ne'ivar Lissid Mechshol Deraisa on an Issid Rabbanon? What's the shot? So, Chare the Hezber is Minchas Chinuch says, is that I'm not allowed to give you a bad advice. It's a sheino agenis. So to tell you to violate something that the rabbis ossered is something that's included. If they ever said to Mechshel, not to be an avera on a shlav d'oraisa, on a chaymer d'oraisa, it's bad advice l'maisa. So maybe that's going to be us. I think the Rabbeinu Tam is posh. I think the shayla is the flip. What bechlal's pshat with the Ramban? What happened to Eitz Hashenu Ogenes? What happened to the fact that l'maisa? It's a bad advice. The Ramban doesn't.
Who says that's the definition of the
danger? The Sifrei. I think Rashi calls it the Sifrei. I think so. Unless you're going to say that's not like us.
I was just looking at Iver means you're making them do an Aveira.
Whoa, why is that Pashas?
Pashas is the guy trips on a stone.
Where'd that Pashas come from?
I don't know. My head.
Because you're a lamb then. I don't think it's Pashas. Pashas is to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. You know, Zermachlug's Rishayna, if that's the Yad Raman and other Rishayna, well then what happens if you actually put a stone in front of an Eber? Like, are you over? Or do you say, like Josh, that no, it's only a Lamda Shipshat?
No, meaning you're causing.
No, I'm saying that is a Machlug's Rishayna. That's how you just reminded me of that when you were saying that. So, you're already too Lamdish. The Pashtus is that, like, the Torah is telling you to, like, be good to other people. It's a stumbling block. So, that's a stumbling block.
You couldn't sit.
Chazal is a Chazal's chiddush to extend it to others. So there is a tshuva. I saw this in the. I was very excited because I spoke about this years ago, but it comes up in a shaila. Someone just asked me about the shaila. I could give a shiur on this. I think, but the shaila about I gave a shiur. I don't know if I give it here. It could be I gave it in Florida. But years ago, about buying presents for people that are not going to be tevokim. So is there any... There are many places that are machmir on. So is there defense and what's the...
Lametzchus.
Blanking. I don't remember Hebrew words anymore. Any limud zchus for these people. So I remember this Reb Chaim Weiser came up there, and I saw in the Sefer, in Avodah Zarah, what's the Sefer? I forget, it's a very Gishmak Sefer that on Avodah Zarah. He says this shot based on Reb Chaim Weiser. I thought it was a Gishmak shot. Chaim Weiser says, you're right. There's two types of Lifnei. It's Eitz Hashena Genes, and then there's Avira. There's Avira, being Machshel and the Yasser. Says, but Eitz Hashena Genes, what is it called? Eitz Hashena Genes. So what happens if you have a guy who's bemazed? He's a mummer. He's mamish. I don't care. I couldn't care less about you. So I can't set up an I can't set up a Michshel in the Avira Shabbat. But it's Eitz Hashena Genes. It's like the Chaim Weiser. Here it's Taka Hogan. He knows about it. He's aware about it. He's doing it amazing. I'm not giving him bad advice. He's aware and he's doing it. So perhaps over here you could tie the Ramban was masking, but over here this is a kusi that doesn't care about malacha on Chol HaMoed, and it's for him. It's Eitz Hashena Genes. For he needed an avera. What type of avera? So I need an avera d'oraisa. Meaning he didn't. This wasn't practical to say Eitz Hashena Genes. Chayra the Ramban held. The only way to include a derabanan is al tzeis shehen agenis. But if it's not then it's not a problem. The other, you know, what's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? Is he holding her against Reb Chaim Weiser? I don't know. Maybe he's holding even al tzeis avera. You know, Rabbeinu Tam is not necessarily like Minchas Lenachos saying that it's al tzeis shehen agenis. It could be a lumdus and a derabanan. Maybe this might be totally in the lumdus of the Ramban and the Rambam by Lo Sasser. Maybe the Rabbeinu Tam holds, yeah, that Avera Durabonon, yeah, on a protheistic level might be, but Maisa might be connected to Nisa Daraisa, and therefore might have Lufna Iver on a level of Daraisa, and this might be the Ramban Lashitaso in terms of how to understand Nisa and Durabon. So that's a very important. There
how
is another.
How does Ramban answer the Ritva's Shaila?
I don't know if he addresses it.
Why? How would he? Meaning, why did the Gemara adopt the focus on?
Why is that connected
to Nigras Hashemo and not Lifnei Iver?
Why can't he hold the same thing?
But didn't we say because Lifnei Iver is only? Oh, right. No, never mind.
So there is one more shita. The places in Chagiga that holds that the reason why there's Lifnei Iver is because it's a Derabbanan with an Asmachta. So it could be he didn't hold the Gabi Lifnei Iver like the Rabbi Natan at any Derabbanan. But it could be he held Alderach, what we spoke about a few weeks ago, that if you have a Derabbanan with an Asmachta, so that's enough of, that brings it up to a higher level Doraisa. Maybe you wouldn't say Safa Derabbanan Lakula by an Asmachta like that, and Mimela, therefore, there could have a Lifnei Iver Doraisa. Anadurabana with an Asmach. Good. Very good. So that's just, that's in terms of that. In terms of Lifnei Iver Shal. And then we just have the last Gemara that I want to talk about, which is this very important Gemara, Halacha L'Maisa. The Gemara talks about the Shutfas. Gemara says, Eitzver Rabino L'Rabba, Yisrael lo v'kochav in the middle of the gap, Aleph of the Rama, Shekiblu Sada B'Shutfas. L'yomir Yisrael Ovi Gachav Tol Chol Gachav B'Shabbos. By the way, the Achronim Ask Akasha, the Rabbeinu Tam holds in Sanhedrin Samachay. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Samachay that it's also to make a Shutfas with a guy. The Rabbeinu Tam explains because you're gonna make him swear, and it's gonna be. You're gonna cause a michshol that he's gonna be violation of lo yishmal picha, that he's gonna say the shema of Edizara because you're his shutah. So how do you understand this gemara? It's machlekes sugis. Some achronim think it's machlekes sugis. You're allowed to have a shutah. This gemara is against the gemara in Sanhedrin Samachay, unless you say no. Shekiblu sada b'shutahs. We didn't make this shutahs. We just happened to. It was forced upon us. We were stuck. You know, it's a good shaila. How do you get around? Many of the Rishonim, the Ran over here, the Rishonim, the Ran and the Ramban, right? That Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samachay, the Rabbeinu Tam thought was a real Isser to have a Shutta for the Gea because of Lo Yishmal Picha was a Midas Chasidus. And the Raya is our Gemara. Because our Gemara holds you're allowed to be a Shutta for the Gea. Because otherwise you have to, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to have to say some sort of Chiluk. Rabbeinu Tam holds the real bona fide Isser, so maybe it's Machalik Sasugis. Eitzer Ravino the Rabbi Yisrael, but Gechom Shkibu Sadu of Shutta, Lo Yom Yisrael, but Gechomim, Tol Chalch of Shabbos, Vani Bechol. You're not allowed to say, you take the Shabbos days and I'll take the weekday days. By the way, the same thing is for Yontif. Nothing we're saying right now, by the way, is the same. Rav Meisha has a truth about this. Is true about a non-from Jew. Rav Meisha writes Beferish that the Chilukim that the Gemara is introducing right now in Shulchan Aruch, that we set up a Shutfas with a Goy and a Jew, is not applicable to a non-from Jew. It's an important caveat. So Tol Chol Kachol B'Shabbos V'Ani B'Chol. You'll take the proceeds for Shabbos and I'll take the proceeds for Chol. It's not allowed. Why? What's the reason? Because the business is open and it's on both of us. So the business is open on both of us, so someone's got to work Shabbos to bring in the cash. So you're being my shliach for Shabbos. So that's us. That's a mirlaka. So Gemara has a chiddush. Gemara says, but if you have a shutras and at the beginning of the Shutzis, in Mehisnu Mitchila, Mutter. If you make a Tanai Mitchila, that what? I'm working the days of weekdays, and those days are mine, and your days is Shabbos, then it's Mutter. Bolu Cheshbon, Aser. But then if the what? Rashi says, it's a very misleading line. What is Bolu Cheshbon, Aser? How did you guys understand that? Sounds like from the Gemara.
Did an arrangement.
That what?
Didn't they make an arrangement?
That's what Rashi says, but that's the way the Gemara sounds. Sounds like on the Histo Mitchila, then the Baal Cheshbon means they ignore everything that they arranged. Right? But if we what? We mamish just split it straight up. And Baal Cheshbon, so then it sounds like it would be also. That's the way the Ravid learns. That's why I thought the Pasha Peshad in the Gemara is. Rashi and Rav Rishonim don't learn. They learn like Joe. The Imbol of a Cheshbon is Lav Ahistu Mitchila Koi. It's a new clause. It's a new phrase. We didn't make a Tanai. Ela Milsa Vapenashi Kolomer. Im kiblu stam ba'asu stam ba'ayla v'kacham b'shabbos yisrael b'chol v'lo tzivi yisrael obol l'cheshmen, and afterwards they just split up the proceeds. V'achaz man lomer kami yimei shabbos natalta v'ani yetol l'kenegdan yimei chol asu d'schar shabbosu. So I didn't think that that was a posh pshat of Gemara, but I think most Rishonim had to learn like that, because otherwise that Ravid is a big chumrah. Ravid is holding no. Even if you make a tanai, if you make the tanai into a joke, then it's not going to be a hetter. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
I never understood, what's the difference between the first arrangement and the Inbal L'Cheshvan?
According to the Ravid or Rav Rishon?
According to Rashi.
According to Rashi. Rashi is saying, you didn't make it tonight.
Yeah, so what's the difference between Tol Chel, Kazab HaShabbos, Vani Mechol, which is Aser?
We never made it tonight. That's...
And I know. And then the Inbal L'Cheshvan, you also didn't make it tonight.
Right, that's the same thing.
I was saying twice.
Yeah. Rashi is saying it's a different case, it's a different scenario.
It's all about the Homer Shkeblu Sada Vishut. It's all about the Homer Shkeblu Sada Vishut. It's all about the Homer In his name, it's chila mutter. So why is it repetitive?
Right. So it sounded like Rashi, the first part.
That's a riot to the right, I think.
Right. So the way Rashi says it, it sounds like the first scenario is where you actually tell you.
Successfully differentiate actually what actually comes in on Shabbos. And he actually gets what comes on Shabbos versus if you come at the end of the day and you take 1/7 of the total. That's how I want to say it. Rashi sounds like you take 1/7 of the total, which could include, you could benefit from Shabbos. If some Shabbos days were better than other days, then you benefited from Shabbos. But if you say, like, you mamish take, the first case sounds more like you actually take what comes in on Shabbos. I don't know if that's a...
I don't know. I think I understood it that it wasn't different.
It was just the same case.
Yeah, it was just I don't know. That's a good time of why it's repetitive. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's the way I learned it. Okay, so this is a din in Shulchan Aruch that whole siman in Shulchan Aruch that talks about shutfas that you have to, this is halacha maisa, you have to set it up. If you're going to be a shutf, you have to set it up like this. Meikara, when you buy in, that this is the setup. And the Ramah makes a big nekuda that is important to be madgish. The Ramah says that this chiluk, if you're oved one day and he's oved one day, when we're not working together, so let's say we always work together, first of all, the Rama says if b'di'evet they didn't yesh matir and aschar b'di'evet afilu ohisna b'chol kustam, that's the next shiloh of the Gemara. What happens if they are chol kustam? Is it the rush is makel? The nearly the behefsid godol yesh this vaholet fine. The yeshom shekol zel omari el b'shutves shekol echad osik biyomo. Avak sheshneim oskim biyachad kol yemei hachol. We work together, and then what happens? Ubeshabbes osik ha'ini yehudi levada. So then what? Mutter lach lekim o kol askar. The ene Yehudi adaita the nafshika of it. The ene Yisrael nenev emalachto v'shabbos came and shayna malachim utelos elav lasos. Umikomokum layito star shabbos elabavlo. But you have to make sure that it's not direct schar shabbos. You get around the schar shabbos problem in addition to the shlichus problem. But he doesn't think that there's a shlichus problem if we always work together and then shabbos works on his own. So now he's starting to think. So what about a dentist? Or what about a doctor's office? Are we working together, or it's like running a bodega? Like you do the cash register and I do, or I do the restaurant. You do the cash register and you do the cooking. So we need each other. But what's the vart that the Ramah is making the chiluk of oivdim biyachad or not?
I mean, you're both paying the rent, electric bill.
Yes, so I don't know that, but we work independently. We bring in our own commission. So it's the fact that we're both in the same facility at the same time, is that oivdim miyachat? Is it just a hecker? Is it like clear? Or is it that, no, the business needs two of us. So the business needs two of us, and then one guy decides to go on his own to work. So then mistame, you know, then one could be mitzadeh that that's, you're always working on your own. I don't know. Yeah.
Based on the fact that on Shabbos, so the non-Jew is going to be doing it all by himself, that shows that maybe this is a case where you don't need both. That it's dafka where you're both in the business together, you want to make as much money for the business collectively. During the week you're just both working, you're doing your own thing, but it's for the joint business. The non-Shabbos is, the non-Jew doesn't need you, otherwise it can't be,
So what's also carried over to the dentist and the doctor?
Dentist and the
commission
doctor.
Based. So we're working together.
Meaning during the week they're technically working together, so they're building up profit for the company. Then on Shabbos, if the non-Jew wants to work on something to make more money for himself.
So you're saying that would be answer. That would be the case. You don't look at it in how you make your money. You look at it on whether practically they're working together.
I guess I was defining working together as just earning money for the company. Because the fact that the case by Shabbos is that the non-Jew is by himself.
So then if
that shows he doesn't need someone
else. So then the dentist would be mutter, because everyone is running their own bank account.
Isn't it?
I don't know actually, but they're not. Because you're still using the name.
Isn't it a hisnum l'tchila case anyway? Meaning,
let's say a person didn't have it tonight.
But if their salary is based on their own work, their own mission.
Most companies say you get Yontif, you get Shabbos, and I get this. You say 50-50, 30-30-30. It's not a
hisnum l'tchila. I'm talking about a dentist case specifically, no?
What?
Even there, if you don't, you have to be...
You have to know about Shabbos and Yontif to make this time. You have to know this Gemara.
No, but isn't the fact when you interview and they say, yeah, whatever you earn, you make. You make what you make in commission.
Make percentage of what comes in from.
Right. We're not paying you salary. We're not paying you salary. You're earning.
You're saying I don't work.
Isn't that a tnai mitchila? Because you're saying whatever I do, I make, and I'm not working on Shabbos. Uh-huh. So
if he comes in, so if the guy comes in on Yontif or on Shabbos, so the memelo, that's tol chalkach.
Right. If you have a base salary, then it gets more complicated.
Right. As long as you're commission based, right?
Purely commission based.
Yeah. If that's a setup, yeah. If it's purely commission based, then I guess that makes sense.
It's different. I think they have a base salary.
The only problem is that if he's not a part owner, Josh, if he's not a part owner, you're going to have another issue.
Yeah.
Marasai. That we're not dealing with.
Right.
These commission-based workers, they're not owners. This is a shutuf.
Right.
He's an owner. So everyone knows, the guy owns 50% of the company. So the guy owns 50% of the company. So then if we had partners that were commission-based, that's great. But now, if you're going to have a salaried worker on Josh Herbert's company or Alex Wiedenbaum's company, so now it might be helpful that it's not going to be Schar Shabbos, but how is my company? How is my company open on Shabbos? So that's going to be a Mar Zion issue.
I'm not following how we're okay with this. If you have a shutfus,
right? That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is not talking about Mar Zion. Why? Because the Gemara is talking about where there's shutfus. So Mamela, everyone knows there's a guy that's a partner. Which is why all the heterim of businesses, which we could talk about if it's a heter shasadchak or not, all the heterim of businesses that Ramesha made shtaros and all these things, it was to make a partner, to make a guy an owner.
Right.
And then the business could be run on Shabbos because it's on his name.
But in these
which makes it our Gemara. A hisnum mitchila with our Gemara, yes.
But in these doctor's offices, and I presume in the dentist offices, you know, they're not, meaning they cover for each other, right? And so, you know, most cases, you know, someone will be on call for a given week, or someone just calls the office and says, I need a stom dentist. You know, this week it goes to Alex, next week it goes to someone else, or if someone has an emergency. And so in that sense, they probably are working with each other, even if they have their own offices. And then it just happens to be that the Goy partner says, okay, instead of shutting our doors on Shabbos, you know, I'm going in on Shabbos. In which case, you know, it probably is that Adaita Dinashe, you know, that they're working together and then he's separate.
But you're saying they're working together, so it's like the Ramban, you would need Husnu Mitzvila. You're saying by definition, but Josh saying by definition.
No, but meaning this is not la. Well, Husnu Mitzvila.
I mean, the Ramah is saying that if they work together, and then he comes in on Shabbos, then you would need a Tanai, and then he comes in on Shabbos, so it's his Geshef.
No,
if I care, I'm sorry.
No, because
working
he was,
together, right?
Correct. One day, that you need the Tanai.
You need the Tanai.
But I'm saying it's not the one day. You know, this is that everything is generally they're working together because they're covering for each other. And this week, all the patients who don't have any dentist go to
Is that true? We're covering for each other is considered working together?
I'm asking. I don't know.
That's what I was not sure about. Meaning, you're really working for yourself. You just need a favor sometimes.
When I make an appointment for the dentist, there have been many times where I go and they say, oh, we made you an appointment with the other dentist. Because this dentist isn't here today.
Uh-huh.
Correct. So there is the practice.
I'm fine with that.
Uh-huh. Right.
Unless you say, you know, oh, actually, I wanted that dentist, or actually, right. I wanted that.
Isn't that a little bit of a difference between? That's probably going to be a little bit of a difference between, like, a person working in a hospital, and.
So that'll be the difference between like a multidisciplinary practice.
Right.
Where you have a cardiologist,
right.
A gastroenterologist,
right, like a
whatever,
pediatrician, right?
Versus
right.
Multiple.
Yeah, right, so that might be an afkamina, right? Of what this Ramah, of whether or not they work together, and then you wouldn't even need Hissa Mitzvila. But you're pointing out that in a lot of these arrangements, you might not even need Hissa Mitzvila because it might be a built-in Hissa Mitzvila. But right. And then we'll just have another issue that we have to resolve is that's only with Shutfin. But if they're not partners, and they're not owners, and you just have someone who's working on Shabbos, that would be a separate issue of just working on Shabbos.
Does it have to be 50-50?
No. But the truth is that it's not even just Maris Ayin, right? If a goy, right, if he's working for himself,
right,
then it's Maris Ayin, right? If he's getting all his money. Usually, when a goy is working, if he's a salaried worker, then it's going to be more of an issue of just Maris Ayin. It's because my business is open.
Isn't that the first half of the year? Meaning that was the whole...
Right,
exactly.
That's the first half. Right. So you have to... Everything we're talking about over here is a shutfus, which is not going to necessarily always be applicable. You have to make those differences.
Is there a certain percentage of the business that they have to own?
I think post-Gemar Mekel, even by as long as it's a significant amount, I don't think it has to even be majority. Like, I think it's even a mia. Yeah.
Publicly, what about a publicly traded company?
Shabbos. I think Ravelsky has this chiddush, meaning it's not just Schar Shabbos issues. You have Yisuri Anoa issues, Chometz Pesach issues, all these things. Also Cholov. So I think Ravelsky's. I mean, Rav Yashiv had this shita. I think I don't remember exactly. Ravelsky, I think, said that it's based on. Someone had a shita of 30%. I think some people came out, but Ravelsky. I think maybe this might be the same shear, but Belsky said it totally on whether or not you have voting rights. If you're such an insignificant owner, Hashem and Fairlawn, this is not so known yet. But, you know, so we'll try to keep it that way. But, you know, that's, you know, if you're not going to be like the, if you have a significant ownership, then you got to ask a Shiloh, but most of the time it's not the case. Okay, just one more Marmakom, the Gemara says that, that this Tnai Mikara, and then that they have to do. The Gemara brought another example of it outside of Shabbos, but in a case of Arla. Rav Gvimi Bikasal Amar Hanush Sili the Arla Habida Ovikachabim Achol Shnei the Arla Yisrael Shnei the Hatera. You take the years of Arla, I take the years of not of Arla, and that was the same case that we set up the same type of shutra. So what was the var? So the Kiddush of the Gemara was that the Etzim, it's really on Sirbana. And yet the Rav was Matir, Also, coming to Rava, Sharulu. Rava was Matir. So, very, very important two Maror Mekaymis I just wanted to share with the island. There's a thesis of Rabbeinu Elchanan, which is one of the Balei Thesis in Avodah Zarah, that he asked, like, why was I allowed to give it away to the guy? Don't I have a chi of Sreifa on Paris Arla? I don't know if you remember, years ago I gave a shir. We found out that the Clementines in Casco were from Eretz Yisrael. So we were like, before we found out that Clementines are like usually always before the Orla, or after Orla. So we just assume a Clementine is like a small orange, you know, some stomachs in the first 3 years. So like, it was like mom is like, we were like handling, Slosky and I were running around, we were like, oh my gosh, we have to burn these fruits and this.
But most trees are not within their first.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
exactly.
You're saying, exactly. Okay, you assume that they were within the first three.
So,
okay.
So it was like a geschmack. Got a few weeks of good shirim before we got the maskana that they're after Arla. So I think it was the title of the shir was like, do I have to burn the clementines that I just got from Costco? I think that's on Why You Torah.
I remember that. So, don't put it on Twitter.
So, yeah, exactly. I remember that. One of the tzadim lahakel was this Taisus Rabban Elchanan. Taisus Rabban Elchanan says, Why wasn't Rav Mechuyev to burn it? Why is he giving it to the guy? So he says, it's Arlos Chutzlaritz. So Arlos Chutzlaritz is no Chiyev Sreif. So the problems over there was Arlos Eretz Yisrael. So it came to Chutzlaritz, so it wasn't necessarily the same. But let's say over here, would you have a Chiyev Sreifa on your Arla? But this happens all the time, right? My brother has an avocado tree. My brother has an orange tree, a mango tree, right? So those are, you know, that the mango tree is Arlo. So is he mechuyev to burn it in Arlo? So this Tazer Ben Ochana, a very important shita in terms of just the carryover between the Arlo and Eretz Yisrael and the Arlo and Chutzlaritz, that one chiluk that doesn't apply is in terms of the Chiyav Sreifa. There's a place that's written in Sechel Sukkah that says that not only is it not Chiyav Sreifa, he says it's not only an Osir Ba'ano, or Los Chutzlaritz. So the Kashan, the place that's written is this Gemara. This Gemara seems to say with Ferris it's Osir Ba'ano, unless somehow he held that this wasn't in Chutzlaritz. Rava wasn't in Chutzlaritz. What's going on over here? The Pashas is this whole story happened in Chutzlaritz, and the Gemara is talking about that there was an Osir Ba'ano. It's written as the whole Gemara and Lamed Hay over there talking about Eser Shel Arla. Why wasn't it Osir Ba'ano? Anyways, so the Zrit says, no, we're talking about Arla Chutzlaritz. Arla Chutzlaritz, not Osir Ba'ano. But this Gemara and Avodah Zarah Chavizim and Alf is Mashma. That is Osir Ba'ano. So, Hadron Olach.
Shkoyach.
First Perek. Hey, Dayan. Hadron Olach. Shkoyach.